Now, this is what we need to consider individually. First, what am I contributing to this body? How am I having a sanctifying influence upon other believers? Through my speech and through my conduct, through the way I live, am I an encouragement to other believers? I mean, do I help lead them on to the Lord? Am I the kind of person they're going to remember as a help to them and how they walked with the Lord Jesus Christ? If a young believer comes in here and is just growing in their first knowledge of the Lord, am I the kind of person that they see, I want to be like that person? And then, of course, to ask ourselves collectively, are we as a collective body having a sanctifying influence upon one another? Beloved, have in your heart a desire to be an encouragement and a benefit to other believers. Not the opposite. Not a discouragement. Not a hindrance. That means that we are not constantly engaged in worldly activity that actually causes believers to stumble and invites into their lives the things that will not do them good. I want to see them go on with the Lord Jesus, and that means if my activity in this thing will hinder them, I ought not to do it. I want to beautify them. I want to make borders of gold and studs of silver so they're even more glorious before the Lord in how they live for Him. You know, our works do follow us. I know we glory in the justifying grace of our God through Christ, completely unmerited by ourselves, but our works do follow us. They're not irrelevant come the day of judgment. If you haven't come to understand that, you're going to find out. You're going to be horrified. Because our lives matter, how we live as Christians. Read Matthew 25, is it? 24? Wherever with the Lord. At the end of that chapter, he starts to begin, I think it's the end of Matthew 25, he starts to talk in terms of the kind of persons that we're meant to be. And in light of the judgment, did I visit those that are in prison? Did I go to those that were in need? Did I? And it's actually brought under the microscope of how we lived. Our activity, we're not justified by it, but it matters. It actually matters. And so how I live my life makes a difference. Am I having a sanctifying influence? Do I help add to the beauty of other believers? And this is the help she has promised. She has promised this help. She has promised it by the church. This church should be able to make a promise that if someone comes in here who knows the Lord Jesus Christ, they're actually the better for it having been here. They're the better for it. They actually grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ. And not just through the preaching, but through the living of God's people. I mean, people remember both. They do. They say, I went there and I heard the truth. But they'll also say, I saw the love that the people had. Or, conversely, it may be said, I did not hear the truth. And I saw no love.